Step off the bustling high street of Friargate in Preston and you'll find a dusty treasure trove of rare books and memorabilia. This year, Harewood & Sons celebrates 150 years of family-run business. And the owner, Mike, has no plans to retire just yet.
£6 change.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And another one for the collection.
Yeah.
His latest order is being shipped to China, a sign of just how far the small business has expanded. But what inspires Mike to continue the family business day to day?
I just grew up in a world of books. I was virtually born in a bookshop. In the old days, my father used to live above our other shop further down the road.
It was Mike's great-great-grandfather who opened the business back in 1867. The original shop, the Temple of Muses, still exists on the corner of Friargate, with the original sign emblazoned above the door. Mike's new shop continues to specialise in rare editions and contemporary objects. Today, Mike shows me a small handmade card.
Look at that, look at the quality of that. That's beautiful, isn't it? That's Victorian. It's just been sent to a loved one in the post, you know, in 1880 or something like that, but it's beautiful.
It was amongst these very shelves that a previously unseen short story by the Sherlock author himself was discovered 22 years ago.
It was an unknown short story titled The Bloodstone Tragedy, which was a fantastic tale of druidical sacrifice, a druid on a hillside in Wales sacrificing females. But it was quite a thrilling, unknown story that Doyle wrote when he was quite young, actually.
But can independent bookshops compete with multinationals like Amazon, which turn over £5 billion in book sales annually? University literature expert Teresa Saxon says yes.
I think about bookshops like this as being, you know, a form of Aladdin's cave. What you get in a place like this is the unexpected, and that's useful for everybody, not just for somebody who is a specialist. You could walk in a shop like this and just look around the shelves. You saw me before, you know, I know a little bit what I'm looking for, but anybody could do that. Anybody could come in, have a look around. You could be lost in here for hours.
Mike, too, is optimistic about the future. His daughter is most likely to inherit the family business as the sixth generation of Halewoods. Laughing, Mike tells me the banner Harewood & Sons above the door could soon become Harewood & Daughters. This is Isaac Cole reporting for Radio Lancashire, Preston.